Hey.
With Miguel Lopez.
And I'm Morgan Berna.
Oh yeah, four amigos.
You could barely hear Morgan Berna saying, I'm Morgan Berna. But Morgan Berna is here on The Medicine Show. We're a variety show that we believe that music can soothe the savage beast and that...
and make a better world.
And we believe that comedy is really good medicine, so... we believe
it's
that these types of
that
good, loving energy spreads out into the community and echoes globally. Tonight on The Medicine Show, we've got Ted Kim in the room, and he's going to start us off with a song.
Take it away.
I can't describe what it would be like
Welcome back to The Medicine Show, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I wanted to mention that Ted was one of our first guests on The Medicine Show. I think it was the second episode we ever aired.
Wow.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Definitely a lot of new faces here.
Well, Morgan was telling us that she's celebrating the first year, is it, of the website?
Ted Kim.
Hey, I must say the website's looking amazing, and people should check out.
The website that I run is called Geyser Music. It's a website that features underground Canadian music for the most part, a little bit of international, and we just celebrated our one-year anniversary. So,
super.
Yay, thank you all the writers and all the musicians that have been on there, and we made a little video that you can find over on our Facebook page if you search Geyser Music.
And isn't Adam Briscoe one of your writers?
He is one of our writers.
Really? And so tell us a little bit about Adam Briscoe for the 5 million time on our show.
Adam writes a lot of the international reviews. He's also a musician, and yeah.
Excellent. So we've got Adam. He's going to play us a song as well. This is actually, we don't usually do the cover thing, so Adam's going to take a step out of the box for us. Go ahead.
Step out of the box.
Actually just playing a show tonight. I've been busking all day and I like playing this song a lot.
Stay back. Yes.
Okay. And you are...
It's so hot.
I am?
You are...
I am Adam Briscoe.
Adam Briscoe.
This is Passengers Keep On Walking.
Started walking.
Seems I'm talking my whole life. This time I listen now. When I walk past the late night boys with their bottles and their toys, and I walk past the busiest men sleeping like babies in their cars. On my shoulders, 'cause he hit me with no warning, like a summer sky storming in my lungs. Ain't it funny how the kids walk by and do anything to make themselves look older, while the women spending money on anything that makes them look young? I'm like a stone carried on the river. A lot of people, I'm sailing on the sea. Oh, well, I keep on walking. Well, I say I keep on walking on till I find that old love, for that old love comes to find me. Whoa.
Brilliant-o.
Thank you.
This is the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray, and this is JJ on the right in front of us, and that was Adam Briscoe. Thank you, Adam.
Veins popping in his neck.
Right behind you. So, Geyser.
Yes.
Well, Morgan, what is the address for Twitter to tell the people?
Yeah, so I'm over here. I've got a computer to check out any questions, concerns you guys have got to send us in through social media. So you can tweet us at Van Medicine Show, and we'll answer those live on air. If you have any questions for our guests, comments about us.
At Van concerns. Medicine Show.
At Woo! Van Medicine Show. You guys have been quiet, so speak
excellent.
Up this week.
Excellent.
And we're also on email address as well. Tell us the email address.
Well, okay, it's VancouverMedicineShow@gmail.com, and that's the VancouverMedicineShow@gmail.com. You can also comment, click, share, and all that stuff on, we are Vancouver Medicine Show also on Facebook.
Yes, woo-hoo. That too.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Ted Kim.
We're on social media.
Ted Kim. How do we find more Ted Kim online?
You can find me all over the place. Mainly the best place to go is just go on Facebook. Everybody has Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
Kim.
My project's actually called Dear Father. So just go, basically the URL is facebook.com/
Dear Father Music. Dear Father Music. Wow.
Beautiful. Miguel, can you open that door right there?
Yeah, man.
We've got a few bands in the studio, and they're going to come in afterwards. Light Years After is arriving. The band called Strip is here waiting. So let's hear some more music from Ted Kim.
Take it away.
Thank you.
there's something you should know. Darling, there's something you should hear.
Everybody.
Woo, woo. Wow.
Beautiful.
You're listening to The Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're also online at CITR.ca. We're also on Twitter.
I would like to remind everybody, besides all the twitting and flitting around out there in cyberspace, that we're still raising money for the fund drive.
Yeah.
And even though the telethon's over, you can still contribute up until next Thursday and even any time in the year by calling 604-822. Is this number still applicable?
No, it isn't.
Okay, well, then what? You can still call the station.
You can still fund drive it.
On CITR.ca.
Can they go for his number?
/donate.
Can they go to the cabin through this number?
They
could.
But.
There's nobody using the call.
There you go.
No, but they can call.
Unless you want to call the other number, 604-822-2487.
Right on.
That's our studio line.
So we're also hoping that we get some poetry going on later on. So you want to do us another song?
Sure.
Beautiful. Ted Kim.
This one's called Waiting. Not far from home.
and I am on this road to the certain unknown. With time by my side, but she's left me long ago. But I am on my own, and I can't do much inside. But I will never let you know. But that's not how life is. It's gonna come. I should go away from here, away from here, away from here, no, oh no, away from here.
Beautiful.
Gonna be back in a few moments after these messages on the Medicine Show.
Approchez, approchez, mesdames et messieurs, car aujourd'hui, grande vente aux enchères. Dans quelques instants, mes deux jeunes apprentis à tabac vont vous présentationner des mots.
When I think about francophone and francophonie, I have a couple of words that come to mind. I'm thinking about pourriel or clavardage or courriel, which stand for email, junk mail, and chat. I'm originally from France, and I moved here about 10 years ago. And coming from France, we don't necessarily think of the francophone world or francophonie as an important fact. We were born into it, and it doesn't really affect us. If some other countries speak French, fine, but we don't really factor that in. But when I moved here to Canada, found out about all that pride and heritage that's linked to francophone or francophonie, and how it's also a matter of defending that heritage and how you come to create, how the French Canadians have come to create some new words in order to not let English words sneak into their language. So if it was somewhat hard to incorporate at first, I would tend to say email and like what I was taught. These words kind of symbolize for me now that I've managed to incorporate them. They really present that pride, that sense of defending something that's very cultural and that's something that to be proud of and to maintain, which is really important for me now. My name is Julien Capraro, and I'm the marketing coordinator for Educacenter College, and we are a partner of Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which will be held this year from March 6th to the 22nd, and you can find out more information on rvf.ca. And when I hear some French people from France saying, oh, envoie-moi un email, it sounds now odd to me, and their accent is funny.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604 822 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
And welcome to the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray, and along with the beautiful
Morgan Berna.
Yes, good to see you.
Adam's still around.
Adam's just still here.
Yeah, we're still around. So we got Ted Kim here. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah,
songs were really great.
Thanks.
So you can say whatever you want now.
Well, gosh darn.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling rebellious, you know?
What the heck?
What the heck is going
what
on?
What the heck?
Yeah.
I really wish I had a beer right now.
I'm outraged. Beer, isn't that an alcoholic
beer,
thing?
Beer, anyway, buh, buh, beer.
Ted Kim, who is on Facebook, and you can get a hold of him for weddings and parties and stuff like that in these acoustic performances. You want to take us out with another song before we switch on over?
Yeah.
So it's called 100 Years.
100 years will be nothing more than a pile of bones somewhere in the ground. In 100 years, none of this will have mattered.
Excellent.
Excellent, excellent, Your Excellency. Now, we were about to play some Matt Loewen, and Mike Kim announces, Matt Loewen! You know
you
Matt
sure?
Loewen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know Matt Loewen, yeah.
He's just come out with a new album as well, too, right?
Yeah, I heard he was doing some recording. I didn't know that it was actually out yet, so...
All right, what song do we want to hear from this before we go over to...
Which one do you want to play, the Lori Paul or Matt Loewen?
Let's do Matt.
Don't make me choose, but since we talked about Matt so much, Matt Loewen.
Okay, Matt Loewen.
We'll be right back with Light Years After.
I don't know exactly where I'm going. I don't want to tell you where I've been. I don't know what's out there waiting for me. I wish that I could do it all again. Well, I don't see or hear or speak no evil. At least that's how I wanted it to be. And I would give my heart and soul. Back to me. That pretty bird of youth is gone a-flying. Though I tried, I couldn't make her stay. Ain't a damn thing I can do about it. Always knew she'd up and fly away. Now a deep wide ocean lies between us, full of pretty songs and memories. And I would build a bridge across that ocean if a bridge could bring her back. Songs for any reason. I just get tired of singing to myself. I could say they're all about my feelings, but that's a lie that everybody tells. This may not be true, but I believe it. Song is love you give away. Song is sung, it's soon forgotten. Someday it'll all come back to me.
Oh, yes.
Welcome back.
So I guess I'm on my way out, but I would like to let everybody know I'm playing a show at the Red Room on April 4th.
Ted Kim.
Yay!
Yeah.
Great venue.
Red cool. Room?
Well, thanks for, yeah.
Absolutely. Rock and roll. Thanks for
You're
coming
welcome
in,
here
Ted.
At any time,
We're
Ted.
Moving right along over to another band who has just come in light years after with Nilu Shaban, who is singing. Mark Hall, guitar. Bella Jasper on bass. How's everybody doing?
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent. So when we want to say something in particular, you got to come close to this thing, so just grab it and speak. All right. Now, we didn't have time to warm up, but...
And don't forget that this is Morgan. I'm sitting over here with my computer waiting for you to tweet us. So please tweet us at Van Medicine Show if you have any questions for our guests tonight.
Do you really want the wonderful, beautiful Morgan... Morgan Burnett to sit at her computer and not be able to tweet to her? She'll respond very nicely to
or
a tweet.
Or call us.
It's @VanMedicineShow.
Or call us.
Yeah, that would be awesome to hear you.
Call us at what?
604-822-2487. That's number 604-UBC-CITR with some questions too. So,
all right.
There you go.
Okay, so going right along to Light Years After... They'll be playing at the Princeton Pub in Vancouver on April 18th. And what song do you guys want to start out with?
Hello. We'd like to start out with Dissonance. It's a song about whatever that means.
About dissonance? All right.
I forget right now.
It's kind of dissonance.
The song kind of explains it, though.
Yeah. No worries, take it away.
Right. We're about to set it off right about now.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Light Years After. So can you tell us about the name of the band?
Oh, goodness. I think it's like the only thing that was available. if Disney's not going to sue us.
You checking the copyright book and everything?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
A lot of things. I remember when we were trying to come up with the name of the band, we came through about, so many. Like, it had to have been about 30, and nobody liked them. And I remember it was like Psychofunkapus and just a bunch of garbage. Nice. Just a bunch of garbage we're coming up with. Like, we need a name. Let's just pick something. And then Neela came up with Light Years After. I'm like, okay, yeah, fine, let's do it. But it's sort of come across meaning behind it, just what we want to convey with the music, like being light years. Seems really, really cocky, but music being light years after anyone else.
I understand. Well, Neelu, have you... You were writing in that you are interested in how the world is evolving socially, I mean consciously.
Right.
Have you ever heard of the 100th monkey theory?
No.
What? Okay, well, they had these monkeys on an island. And
England, no?
On a remote island that was isolated from other islands nearby, a monkey started washing his fruit, and the other monkeys observed this monkey washing the fruit. So the rest of the monkeys started washing their fruit too, and it had never been. They'd been studying the behaviors of these monkeys, and nobody ever washed their fruit. They were washing the fruit because they had sand on it from, you know, they cracked the coconut or whatever. And then they realized that there was monkeys on other islands nearby doing it, and then it started spreading. So they wondered, how can something be having a consciousness from another island? Mm-hmm. And that was reflecting about the global consciousness. And so which one of you is like into that sort of thought that was writing about that? Was you?
Yes.
So do you have some sort of hope for the future in spite of all the turmoil in the world?
I do. I believe we shouldn't always wait for something to happen. I think it starts where we stand, and that's really hard to sometimes it's hard to believe that it's where we start, it's where we stand, and that's where it starts. And that's a really good example, and I think we can learn a lot from each other and teach each other a lot, and we reflect and project, and it's important to spread love. And it's hard sometimes because we tend to grab negative stuff from other people too, and I think that's where like the challenge is, where you can defeat that negative energy with love, and that's just the way. It's what makes the world go round. Music and love.
Yeah. Music and love, babies.
What does the 100th monkey have to do with washing fruit?
The 100th monkey, okay, so after a certain, I guess what they call like critical mass or something, and then it means something. Well, when these monkeys were on a different island and they were washing their fruit, they observed the monkeys on the other island washing fruit.
Yeah.
And they wondered, how did they communicate the idea, because it was an observed habit. It didn't exist until one started doing it and they observed the others on that island, and then it started happening nearby. So it was kind of like a psychic communication between the monkeys on, you know.
Okay, so the 100th's just like the critical mass number?
It means kind of that if I'm thinking about it,
what?
I can't be the only one thinking about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
It sort of swipes over.
It proves that we're all psychically connected in a way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think the 100, it just makes nice 100 monkey theory.
Okay.
Then you think it's just like,
it sounds like a movie or something.
The 100.
You just make it look like sounds more legit, you know.
Or 12 monkeys. Yes.
That's right.
Barrel of monkeys.
3.5 monkeys in a car. Where is it, dude?
Washing some fruits. Yeah.
So what song? Do you go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I wasn't gonna say anything.
I'm just about tickled here. Okay, what song do you guys want to do next?
Far Too Gone? Yeah,
Far Too Gone. Far Too Gone by Light Years After.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come right back in a moment. This is the Medicine Show.
Sunday, March 8th is International Women's Day. Tune in to CITR between 12 and 8 p.m. for FemCom programming focused on female musicians, artists, women's issues, and more. For the full programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune in to the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Ray, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca. And of course, you can check that out after the Medicine Show.
Welcome back.
The Late Night Show, coming up afterwards, here on CITR 101.9.
Awesome. So I had a question for the band we have here. So you guys mentioned that you think your music's kind of almost like futuristic. It's ahead of the times. What do you guys do to kind of make it like that? What makes you think it's like that? Or kind of where do you see it progressing, I guess, is kind of my question.
I think I personally think music is timeless. I think if it connects with the world and everybody, then it's really timeless. And no matter when you listen to it, the patterns are just fit with everything that's going on in the universe. So it's like the rhythmic, you know, the patterns and all that, intervals, and I think it really connects. If it connects to the heart, if it connects, if it's very true, then it sits true. So it connects better, mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes it timeless. I think it's music should be honest, and I think that's what makes it timeless. And honestly, we're striving for it.
Honestly, really. What do you guys feel that would be like the most inspirational moment that you can remember in your life? Because we've all become artists for a reason. And it usually has to do with our influences, of course, in our lives and stuff. So what has been the impetus of your art that has inspired you the most, you feel?
I'd say for me that it's not so much an event as a non-event. It's when I started playing music for myself, I started to sort of hear like what sort of music I wanted to be hearing, and realizing that it just wasn't being made, and nowhere could I find like sort of like what I wanted to hear the most.
Yes.
Nobody was making. And I'm like, okay, I have to make it myself then. That was my most musically inspiring moment.
Absolutely.
How about you?
Let's see, my most musically inspiring moment. I guess that would be the first time that I ever saw like a band live in concert. I don't even remember the name. It was some local band, but I'd never been to a concert before, and like it was just an entirely new level of experience compared to just listening to something on a CD or whatever.
I want to do that.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That was fun.
Absolutely, like a live concert is so inspiring. It's like something completely different than the. Unless it's one of those lip sync concerts. I just want to see what's that girl and she does her Barbie doll.
My first concert was Weird Al Yankovic and it changed my life.
Yay! Weird Al! Oh, yeah, he's good. I love Weird Al because, you know, comedy's the best medicine. Yeah.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, so.
And for me, it was listening to people that could feel like how I was feeling and connect with my heart. And to me, when you feel like you feel alone and you feel something really bad or good, or it can lift you, it's that powerful that makes you like going from sad to happy, or someone empathizes your sadness. That is very inspiring to kind of connect and reach out to people in the world who feel alone. Mm. Or, you know, in that moment feeling, or someone feels them. It's really, it's nice and comforting.
Yeah, you know, I just, your statement about you wanted to write what you had wanted to hear, and this is just taking me back to, I want to inspire everybody that the blank page is the most ear-friendly person you can ever talk to. The blank page will never argue back. It will absorb your words and your pen just without ever judging you. So even if no one's looking, you can say the F word, you can say how much you really want to be with somebody that you really didn't have the courage to tell. You can do a lot of stuff with a blank page, and that's exactly,
get it all out.
That's right. And I like people who write stories because it's like, I just had to say it, you know. Mm. I always want to see the cat get the mouse get the cat, you know? What do you guys want to play for us next?
This one's called Ugly Chalice.
Brilliant.
Swaying through silhouettes marked for absolutes, building our oubliettes of ancestral knowledge, chiming out words unknown, diving blind into azure darkness. Carry on, give from me, a gift from you. Take from me, take from you, what you take from me, I give to you. Oblivion, hollow tones, disparate, they resonate. The sun sets on the thin air. Your waves dissipate, yeah. Carry on, give from me, a gift from you. Take from me, take from you, what you take from me.
After too much tripping and my soul's worn thin. Does that ring a bell with anybody here?
It
does, but I don't know what it's from.
It's from it's from the Stone Temple Pilots, and that
right.
Was, and the way you guys were working together just so it took me back to that era, you know.
Awesome.
It was like psychedelic, but like new.
Right on.
Awesome. All right, so
love that era.
Light years after. Thank you guys for very much for coming in.
Thank you.
It was awesome. It's
excellent. Do you guys want to make any shout outs to anybody out there?
Just everybody for listening. Thank you.
Not a problem.
And, yeah. Absolutely. And maybe perhaps something in a different language.
Oh, shalom, wiedersehen to everybody.
Beautiful. I love it. How about and say something?
Pues qué bueno que les haya gustado. Esta hermosa música que ha pasado.
I didn't know if you were European, where from, but...
Right on. We just want to say thank you and we love you from everybody.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Whitetail deer, and it was fight or flight, my dear. And so one night we lit out for the prairie flying, past our snowed-in Pontiac, under the icicles out back, with the northern stars above us dead and dying. We bore down, barely lighting, and lifted off eyes wide, frightening, clearing icy banks of snow, no words between us. Running over the winter lawns, the gate was open and we were gone. Under our ragged breath we prayed, hadn't seen us. Between the riders and the ridden, we were hiding, well and truly hidden. Said he loved us, but he loved us not. He called the tune, he called the shot. Well, before too long I met a man who tried to love me as I am, but he never could relieve my worried mind. He could play a mean guitar, but man, we never made it far. My note said, sorry, honey, I'm the leaving kind. Between the rider and the ridden, I kept on hiding, well and truly hidden. Said he loved me, but he loved me not. He played the tune, 'cause I could not. Now the years between your birth and stone will wear and tear your flesh and bone. My friend, you can't outrun your family history. I can never trust myself to be the judge of someone else. How I made it 50 years, it's a goddamn mystery. Between the rider and what's written, the truth is oh so often hidden. By what is said and by what is in my heart, but I call the tune and I call the shots. I wrote this tune, it's what I got.
You mean anything?
You mean the song's over?
Yep, song's over.
Oh, wow, man.
Super. Wow. Okay, so you want
to... Song's over.
We're
back to the show.
What?
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show, and we have... we're back with...
Strip.
And
we've actually featured
I do want to give these guys some microphones. Who's going to be singing?
That'd be me, the Viking,
yeah.
Sure.
Right on, man.
Oh, you do him.
TC, lead vocals. Butterfly Mason, lead guitar and backup vocals. Dougie Ness, bass guitar, backup vocals. Joey Paul, drums and backup vocals, who has got... What type of instrument is that?
A doombeck.
How did you say that?
Doombeck.
All right.
It's an Indian.
And of course, we have to do station ID. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yo,
welcome to Saturday.
It's not like daylight savings.
No, that's the next day.
Okay, so we are 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're on CITR.ca.
Yeah. And then we're also broadcast on Coast Salish territory,
mm-hmm.
Musqueam land, sharing land with Tsleil Waututh and the...
all sorts of native tongues.
Excellent save.
Yeah.
What a save.
And the Squamish Nation.
Yes.
So, welcome, Strip. How's it going, guys?
Yo.
It goes good.
Right on. Yeah. Hey, what do you guys want to start out with? Let's assuming it will be music.
That it will be. Yeah. What do you guys feel like starting with?
Stacey.
Yeah, I'm start with Stacey Lane.
Strip. Yeah. All right. Who's going to do the vocals?
That would be me.
Right on. Right. Keep it about that far Perfect. Away from you because I'm sure it's going to be powerful. Go ahead.
You. And you guys, the band called?
Strip.
That's it. It's actually called Strip.
It is.
We'll talk about the name after.
What was the band before that? Sorry.
Light Years After.
Light Years After.
All right, ready to go?
I see.
Right on. You guys want to go right into another one? I wish we could make that bass louder so you just got a pick or something.
I'll play even harder for you.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So?
Fair enough, man.
Your right. voice is coming through great. All right. Everything's a good balance right now, as long as we make sure it doesn't go. So let's just go right into another song.
All
right.
Coming.
Red. Red?
Let's do red, yeah.
Red, 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 red. Does this have anything to do with the lead singer having red hair? Maya Burnham.
Pass me. Is this shirt yours?
Now is the time when you want to say something into the microphone, we really have to pull it close to your face to hear you. If you have to say something, you have to pull it close to your face to really be heard.
All right, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
here.
Like that.
I'm here now.
So, I want to know, we at this time, since you guys like rock and roll, we usually depend on guys like you for the funny stories. So
funny
what
stories.
Is the most memorable road story? We don't care if it has the word, you know, it doesn't matter. Let it go crazy. We did the content warning and everything. So,
oh, man.
So what's the wild, like a hotel story or a crazy girl story that came in?
Or what's Doug's got a road story?
Yeah!
It's not much, but once I did pee on a bar.
On a bar. Okay, tell us the details.
In the sink, yeah.
Why?
Was it in the green room?
Like, yeah, we had just played a show, and Doug decided to partake in the bar. It ended up that we got into a little dispute with a few people, and
The easiest way to remedy said dispute was to remedy the bar.
Oh, piss on it!
Yeah, it's a lot easier than you think, actually. You just kind of stand on the bar and go from it. There.
And
yeah.
So did anybody go to jail because of this? Or?
No, we got... We're
just bar banned.
We're
bar
free.
Banned.
Free. Free.
They're a
free.
Bar band that got bar banned.
Yeah.
86th, if you will.
That's true. That's yeah. true.
Right on.
Everyone's done it once.
And any really crazy fans or people that thought that they were big fans?
Oh, man.
Anybody who calls too many times?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, there's a few, but I mean, they all mean well, so hey, power to them. Yeah, power to them, man.
They make it all worthwhile, don't they? So how long you guys been together?
Year and a half.
Year and a half now, yeah.
Right on. So what's the future look like?
Hopefully bright if it's not a train. it's...
Never know till you get there.
Exactly. Exactly.
In 2 weeks, we're playing Hard Rock Casino. We're doing our own headlining show there.
Yeah, we're doing...
That's March 19th.
Hard Rock
Reiterate
Casino.
So we can hear.
In March 19th.
Yeah. March 19th, we're playing Hard Rock Casino. We're headlining our second show there. Then we're playing a bar called The Turf. That's on April 4th.
The Turf! Is that New Westminster?
No, I think that's Surrey, or just over the over the bridge there. And then we're doing another headlining show at another venue called Joe's Apartment on Granville Strip on April 10th. So we're booked, yeah.
Did you know that Morgan Burna has reviewed your band?
Oh, no, we actually...
you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess. I was actually going to say, if anybody out there wants to read a bit more about Strip, we actually did an interview with them over on Geyser Music, so it's geysermusic.com/strip.
I was right. Yeah, that was right. Geyser Music
And we just recognized each
other.
Oh,
that's awesome. Right. That's awesome.
Don't be shy. Yeah, all right, well, so... What song do we want to go right into and keep the music going? This is really good, guys.
Yeah, let's
I'm enjoying the music.
Black Sam or something.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. Rock Sam?
Black Sam.
Black Sam, sucker.
No.
Mother Trumpets.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, let's rock it.
Lips, this God must find a call. Lip to number, this does.
and roll, JJ says. And we go to the lovely.
Oh, yeah. So I think I'll ask on Jason's behalf here. He wanted to know where your guys' name came from.
Our name?
Strip.
I actually asked them beforehand, so we can let the audience know now.
Yeah. we kind of came up with it just for where I met Doug, actually. I met Doug on the Granville Strip. We kind of all met Mason there. Joey too. Yeah, it all kind of stemmed from that, but I think it's you can play on words as much as you want.
Oh, wow.
It's really up to your imagination, I guess. It,
have you guys played a lot of the clubs on the strip on Granville?
Yeah.
It's kind of too much.
And how far out of the city have you guys stretched out so far?
Kelowna.
Yeah, that's it so far. Just we had our first kind of venture out, did a little summer thing, and we're going to hit it again pretty
May,
soon.
We're in Nanaimo and Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back over there.
Spreading her out a bit.
Exactly.
And then July and August, I think we're going up to Edmonton, Alberta. Yeah. We're going far.
And are you guys, if people want to Google you, is it Strip the Band so that people can find Strip the Band,
Strip
right?
The Band.
Make sure you put the band.
The band, man. Otherwise, it's not the stripper Candy or Roxy or whatever she is.
Otherwise, it's a hard left on the old interwebs there.
Yeah.
Hard left.
It is.
I live far from left. Or is it far from right? Anyway.
Yeah. So, ladies' choice.
We'll be right back. Medicine Show.
Take a break in a moment.
Approchez, approchez, mesdames et messieurs, car aujourd'hui, grande vente aux enchères. Dans quelques instants, mes deux jeunes apprentis saltimbanques vont vous présentationner des mots.
When I think about francophone and francophonie, I have a couple of words that come to mind. I'm thinking about pourriel or clavardage or courriel, which stand for email, junk mail, and chat. I'm originally from France and I moved here about 10 years ago, and coming from France, we don't necessarily think of the francophone world or francophonie as an important fact. We were born into it and it doesn't really affect us. If some other countries speak French, fine, but we don't really factor that in. But when I moved here to Canada, found out about all that pride and heritage that's linked to francophone or francophonie, and how it's also a matter of defending that heritage, and how you come to create, how the French Canadians have come to create some new words in order to not let English words sneak into their language. So if it was somewhat hard to incorporate at first, I would tend to say email and like what I was taught. These words kind of symbolize for me now that I've managed to incorporate them. They really present that pride, that sense of defending something that's very cultural and that's something that to be proud of and to maintain, which is really important for me now. My name is Julien Capraro, and I'm the marketing coordinator for Educa Center College, and we are a partner of Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which will be held this year from March 6th to the 22nd, and you can find out more information on rvf.ca. Only when I hear some French people from France saying, oh, envoie-moi un email, it sounds now odd to me, and their accent is funny.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Yes, the medicine
like
show.
The parties, right?
Like yeah, we like to party too, so.
We're the medicine show and we like to party.
That's what we do. We like to party.
Well, we like to broadcast a party every Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also at, we got Morgan Burna. And, you know, you can always tweet and say hello to us and, you know, give us a shout out to the bands who are playing right now. We're at sign Van Medicine Show. Van Medicine Show on Twitter. Say hello. We still have stripped the band, and we now have Adam Briscoe going to jam along. So,
yes, big shout out to Adam's mom.
Hey, Adam's mom.
Thanks,
hey.
Mom.
Hello, Adam's mom. We think it's really wholesome that you're raising such a beautiful son with beautiful music.
Yes.
Aww.
That's nice.
I'm just curious what's for dinner tomorrow night, to be honest.
Are we invited?
Everyone's coming over for dinner, my mom's.
Ah, nice.
Hey. So I thought it'd be cool to just do a jam, Beatles jam all together. Just a little While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
All right. Look at you, see the long day that's sleeping. While my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sleeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold.
All right, Medicine Show. Awesome. All
right. Thanks for letting me be a part of Strip.
So JJ has some thank yous.
It's been wonderful. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Strip. Thanks, Light Years After. Thanks, Ted Kim. Thank you, DJ Ray.
Yep.
Thank you, Morgan Burna.
You're welcome.
And say hello to everybody out there.
Hello.
Say hello, lady. What's your name?
My name's Gina.
Gina was helping with the camera with Miguel Lopez Alou.
That's right. That's the
coming
man.
Right on. Okay, so let's hear Strip go out on one last song, and then we will be going right into the late night show with DJ Ray. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, the creator. Bye.
Bye.
White
lines. All right. White lines, baby.